Some thoughts on safety and security in Germany. Safety and security. When thinking of such topics, a reader from Europe would probably first think of the United States. Shooting sports, gang violence, and crime in America can be seen anywhere on European television. But how does the situation actually look in Germany? Naturally, violence and crime exist in every country, especially if, as in Germany, the consumption of alcohol is permitted from 16, and of stronger drinks from 18. Alcohol lowers inhibitions, so accidents will inevitably happen at any given time. There are equally gangs existing in some cities, but never at the level reported in the US. No, on the contrary, Germany is one of the safest countries in the world. The number of criminal offenses fell by around 1 million in 2020 compared to 2016, to around 5.3 million. This is the lowest level in years, while the proportion of crimes solved reached an all-time high. In the Global Peace Index, Germany ranked 22nd in peacefulness and 20th in security. Mostly, Germany deals with cases of petty crime, with pickpocketing being the most common offense, although there are also rare cases of violent crime. It is critical to always stay safe and cautious in crowds and festivals, especially the big ones with their mix of big crowds, lots of alcohol, and relaxed atmosphere. These are common places for crime, and one should be careful. But back to massive events. Germans love them, and events like Oktoberfest, Wacken, or even the Love Parade are also well known and popular abroad. It was the Love Parade that forced Germany to thoroughly revise its concepts and lift safety measures to a new level. It was a techno parade that took place annually in Berlin from 1989 to 2003. And from 2007 onwards was held in various locations. An accident occurred during the Love Parade 2010, which took place on the 24th of July in Duisburg, where there were injuries and deaths in a mass stampede. A lack of official regulations for the planning and approval of events was the cause. Since this event, safety at large events has once again increased, and the first federal states have set up laws to regulate them. Now, such events only happen once a year, but Germany has another category of important events. The biggest event in the country is the hosting of the national football leagues. In the first division alone, around 13 million spectators travel to the stadiums of the Republic every weekend to support their teams. Not only home games, but also away games are popular, and it can happen that even teams in the second division arrive with 10,000 fans. Frequently, you read on foreign websites to avoid stadiums and football fans, but in relation to the number of fans attending, football matches are no more, and actually rather less dangerous than other events. How did Germany manage that? Fan work plays a large part in this. Football fans come from the most diverse milieus, from the unemployed to lawyers. Every social group can be found in the stadium and support their club together. Fan work sees itself as a contract for all fans in order to support the interests of each group. Football is one of the rallying points for young people, and a place where they can be supported while growing up and their problems are taken seriously. In 1993, the national concept for sport and security therefore formulated that fan projects should be set up in the first three leagues and in the leagues below if a certain number of football fans regularly attend matches. Fan projects represent a significant form of youth and social work. They are an independent youth welfare institution and are thus networked in the municipal youth welfare structures. They are characterized by close and socio-pedagogical access to the active fan scenes. They provide young people with a meeting point in their free time, but also aid them to cope with problems or refer them to specialized agencies and contact persons. They thus make it possible to reach groups who would otherwise be unable to seek help and have a precautionary effect on the fan scene. This effect can be undoubtedly seen in the stadiums of the Republic, where the major prevailing crime is the firing of fireworks in support of the team, which breaks the rules, but is supported by large crowds in the stadium. What's more, it links young people with other groups in the stadium, educates participants, and forms a safety net for young people who might otherwise have gone astray. Even if the media likes to portray football as dangerous, the ability of sport to integrate people represents one piece in the big puzzle of security in Germany. All things considered, Germany is not safer or more dangerous than other countries, but utilizes good strategies to combat common problems.